Evans Above, written by Rhys Bowen and read by Roger Clark.
Prologue. The bus groaned its way up from the coast, belching out a cloud of diesel smoke before it came to a halt outside the first house of a small village. "Clanfire," the driver called, looking back at the young man who sat behind him, clutching a backpack. "Is this it?" Tommy asked, dubiously, peering out through the windshield at the row of slate-roofed cottages. "This is the closest I'm going to stop," the driver said in a lilting Welsh accent. "Ask at the village. They'll tell you from there." Tommy stepped down and hoisted his backpack onto his shoulders as the bus roared away, leaving a dark trail of smoke behind it. He stood there for a moment, taking in the unfamiliar sights and sounds, the neat rows of cottages, some whitewashed, but most of them grey stone, built, Tommy suspected, with slate taken from the quarry he had noticed farther down the pass. The rows of cottages huddled under the steep green slopes, down which ran parallel bright ribbons of water. High above, Tommy could see white dots he knew must be sheep. Two dark specks that sped around them must be the sheepdogs, he decided. He watched, entranced, as the white dots came together into a big white blob that began moving steadily forward. Now that the bus had gone, he could hear distant bars floating down on the breeze. It was so peaceful here, not at all as he remembered it. No sound except for the wind sighing through tall grasses and the splash and gurgle of rushing water in the stream that flowed under the humped stone bridge. Everything was so clean, as if it had been newly spring-cleaned. It smelled fresh, too, a kind of green, moist scent. Tommy was glad he had decided to come after all. He needed to get away from the noise and bustle of the city, and he wanted to put some closure on this whole sad business. He was glad to know he wasn't the only one who still felt guilty about what had happened all those years ago, even though no one could be blamed. He glanced up at the distant peaks etched against a clear blue sky. How different it had been last time. The biting cold, visibility down to a few feet, the wind that took their breath away, and the freezing rain that had turned so treacherously to snow. He hoisted the pack higher on his back. It would be good to see old Stew again, and maybe Jimmy as well. He presumed one of them must have sent the postcard. It had to be one of Danny's close friends in their little gang from Hut 29. He was about to cross the bridge when he noticed that someone was perched on the parapet in the shade of a mountain ash tree, sitting still as a statue. As he came closer, he saw the mailman's uniform, and was amused to note that the mailman was engrossed in reading the mail. "Excuse me," he said, "am I going the right way for the Everest Inn?" The mailman looked up and stared at him vacantly, as if he was a visitor from Mars. "Everest Inn?" Tommy asked again, wondering if the man could speak English. The man hastily gathered the letters, shoving them into his bag, before he took off in the other direction with long, loping strides. Tommy shrugged and started up the village street. Not a soul was about. Even the pub seemed to be closed. Of course, they probably still observed strict drinking laws in this godforsaken corner of Wales. He remembered how unfriendly they'd been before, looking up with wary eyes and switching to Welsh the moment he and his mates had walked into the bar. Across the street was a little row of shops. G. Evans, butcher, stood next to R. Evans, dairy products. Only T. Harris, general store, spoiled the Evans monopoly. He could see someone moving behind the counter in the butcher shop, so he pushed open the door and went in.